Welcome to the Goalie Mindset Podcast. My name is Pete Fry, the Goalie Mindset Guy, and my purpose is to help goalies have a dominating goalie career. Pete Fry, the Goalie Mindset Guy, the Goalie Mindset Podcast. I'm excited to have on here today, Justin Carnot. Now, you guys probably watched the Stanley Cup playoffs last year. Vegas won the Stanley Cup, their goaltender, Aiden Hill. Justin has worked with Aiden since he was 10 years old. He also works with Logan Thompson, and he runs Evolution Goaltending in Calgary. He has been a goalie coach in the Western Hockey League for approximately 9 years, had a lot of success. So I'm excited to have him on the podcast. He's going to have a lot of great insights into you as a goaltender, your success as a goaltender, what you can do to get better. Justin, welcome to the Goalie Mindset Podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Pete. Happy to be here.
You bet. Did I miss anything in the, I want to make sure I didn't miss anything in the intro. Anything I missed?
No, that's great. That is great.
Okay. Fantastic. So let's start off. I'm just going to ask you a blank question to start off. All the goaltenders that are listening, if you could just tell them one thing, if this is a 30-second podcast or a 1-minute podcast, you could tell them one thing that's going to impact them as a goaltender for the rest of their life. What would that one thing be?
I think the biggest resource is put your belief system in yourself and not anybody else. If you can put your belief system in your own hands, that's where you can control your own game. There's a lot of noise that happens. There's a lot of things that happen, whether it be social media wise or media wise. Control what you can. Avoid buying into what everybody else is doing and focus on yourself.
Love it. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself at the end of the day. Okay. Fantastic. Fantastic. Looks like you got a cat there. Is that what kind of cat?
Got a new kitten. My brother has a farm. He had some farm cats. So Christmas came early for my little guy.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. Okay. And tell us about Aiden Hill. What is the one thing that you would say that helps him have success at the National Hockey League level?
Well, again, he's always been a believer in himself, and that's sort of what we do. At the end of the day, people have asked me before about goaltending coaches and what it is that you do. And really what it is we build belief systems, where you, whether it be on ice, off ice, mental, physical, ups and downs, the primary thing is you want to build a belief system and you want to be able to believe in yourself. And Aiden went through a lot through his minor hockey league career. He was a top Bantam in his peer group. And didn't go through the Bantam draft. He didn't get drafted in the Bantam draft. I was actually coaching in the Western Hockey League at the time and wanted to have him as our goaltender, as a drafted guy. And he wasn't very tall. He was 5'8", I think, at that time. And he didn't get drafted. Didn't have a lot of teams sort of pushing for him, and Portland got a hold of him and he ended up working out. But it was one of those things, like, he just didn't quit. He believed in himself. All the ups and downs, the downs are learning experiences. Instead of it being a make or break, he turned it into more of a learning experience, and he believed in himself. He's believing in himself in every way. Going through the Stanley Cup Finals last year, we were down in Vegas for the whole thing, and just watching him enjoy every moment was so nice to see. And again, he worked for it all.
I love it. I love it. And I like the whole part where you're talking about, you know, no matter what, any goaltender, doesn't matter who they are, they're going to go through adversity. It's going to happen. Yet, instead of beating up on themselves, getting down, woe is me, feeling sorry for themselves, embrace it, right? There's a saying out there, I think it comes from Napoleon Hill's book, and it basically says, for every adversity is a seed for equal or greater benefit. And I like that. We might as well enjoy the tougher times.
Yes.
Why not? It's our choice. It's our choice, right? The mind can make a heaven of a hell, a hell of a heaven. So let's enjoy it. Let's get better from it. Fantastic. Fantastic. What goalies in the Western Hockey, you've been coaching the Western Hockey League for about 9 years. What's one goalie that you've worked with, which, how would I say that, that had success, and what was the reasons? And maybe separate than the, I know the belief system is super important, but separate than that. So a goalie you've worked with that has had success, and what was one of the reasons?
So the interesting story. So I coached in the Western Hockey League for the Kootenai Ice when they were in Cranbrook for 6 years. In 2011, we went to the Memorial Cup. We won the Ed Chynoweth Cup and went to the Memorial Cup. And at the time, our goaltender was Nathan Lewin. And when I say Nathan Lewin, Nathan Lewin ended up that year, we went to the Memorial Cup. He got drafted to the Buffalo Sabres and ended up playing a little bit in Buffalo with the Sabres, but had to retire due to a head injury. Now he's the owner of the Cranbrook Bucks in the BCHL. But Nathan was an interesting story because at the age of 16, he was a big kid, 6'6", very athletic, played his first game against the Calgary Hitmen. I was at the game in Calgary. And then the next day they drove home and I got a phone call from our GM and he was in a car accident that night. When they got home off the bus, one of the kids who was on the bubble wanted to go for a drive, and Nathan's the nicest person in the world. So we jumped in and wanted to sort of help this guy get through it. And he ended up rolling his car and Nathan took a big brunt of the head injury. So, he missed a good 2 years of his playing career in the Western Hockey League. His 16-year-old year, I don't think he really played. 17, he tried to come back, and it was really, really hard. He was having problems with the lighting in buildings. And then at his 18-year-old year, he at one point he was considering not playing anymore because his head wasn't really healing. And then his 19-year-old year, we end up turning it around, and he ends up winning an Ed Chynoweth Cup, and he gets drafted to the Buffalo Sabres. And so to just see someone with the sheer will to almost have to pack it in and quit to put the work boots on and just decide like, no, this was my dream. I'm going to live my dream. And what he did, how he battled through. And then the story gets deeper, actually, when we were in playoffs, he started to have some issues with some pain in his groin abdomen area. And sure enough, going into the final series, he had a hernia. So hernia, every game I would go down and talk to him in between periods. And normally I'd go into the dressing room, he'd come out into the hallway and we'd chat. And during the playoffs, it was sitting on a trainer's table. So he was sitting on a trainer's table getting worked on, and we were talking about power play setups and whatnot. So to see someone, almost hit rock bottom and have to almost pack in their dream. And it's a dream. Everybody who puts pads on dreams to play in the NHL. And to see that sort of get evaporated and then come right back full circle, and him to live it was pretty surreal. He got his first NHL start here in Calgary, and I got to go to the game and watch it. And so to be able to be a part of that whole story and get to see him get his first NHL start, I still get goosebumps thinking about it and talking about it.
Love it. I love it. So it sounds like the one thing was like the sheer will, the determination. Right. The no matter what happens, no matter what happens, I'm just going to keep going. If there's a door closed, I'm going to knock it down.
Yeah. When it got hard, he just kept going. It was one of those ones where again, you character is going to go a lot further than your play in a lot of different situations. And he worked his skill set so he could have a tactical advantage and ultimately persevered. And again, ended up playing in the NHL.
Love it. Okay, so that leads into the next question. And for this one, I don't want you to tell me the name, but who's a goalie in the Western Hockey League that you worked with that you're like, this guy's going to play in the NHL for sure. And he didn't, or he didn't have a successful career. And what was the reason why? And without saying their name, of course, we don't want to say their name.
What was the reason why?
So hopefully they're not listening and they figure it out.
when it came down to it, it was more of a disciplinary thing of commitment. And when I say commitment, one of the things I'll be honest, as a goaltending coach, I've been doing this for 20 years now. And over the 20 years, I've seen a lot of change. There's been obviously lots of change in the technical side and mental side and whatnot. But the one thing that stands out, and someone asked me this a little while ago, is that what makes a technical goalie technical? And how I break that down is every goalie is different. If you go through the top five goaltenders in the NHL and name the top five, they all play completely different. And when I say completely different, so my vision is you want to maximize your skill set to have a tactical advantage. And when I say that means taking the position, applying your skill, not somebody else's skill or what you think the skill should be, applying your skill and having a tactical advantage. So applying it to the game. And what happened was there was someone who had success fairly early. And they stopped working. And when I say they stopped working, as soon as things started to fall apart and they started to the seams started to come apart, instead of sticking to what they know and going back to their own skill set, they were trying to be something that they were not. And then it turned into, when things got hard, they started to skip stuff. So it was a matter of like, oh, practice is over. Instead of staying out and working through it, practice is over. I've been struggling a little bit. I'm going to hit the showers. So it turned into again, you can, however you want to describe it, it was a mental thing to start off with because it was, you know, you wanted to stay away from the hard stuff, but then it started to turn physical because the skill development side started to falter, and then no longer was the foundation there. And then it ended up again. Yeah. No longer playing in the Western Hockey League.
So at the end of the day, they were not putting in the work that needed to be put in to continue to get better and continue to be successful. So they might have had a little bit of a, what's called like a fixed mindset, so to speak.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that is great. You know, it's great for everyone to know, right? Great for everyone to know, because you know sometimes some people may have early success and they just think that it's going to be like that the whole. It's going to be roses, right, the whole time. And it's not. It doesn't matter who you are, right? It's like you've heard of Gordie Howe, right? One of the greatest players of all time. You'd think that his career was just a piece of cake. But if you watch that documentary on him, when he was in Detroit, he didn't get treated very well.
Yes.
The only person, player, NHL player I've had on a podcast that said his whole career was a piece of cake was he played Bernie Nichols. He's a player. I don't know if you remember Bernie Nichols. Oh, right? Yeah. He's like, I didn't have any diversity at all. It's like, that's the only one. There's one odd exception, but it's very rare. Very rare.
Wow.
Yeah. That is some great stuff. That is some great stuff.
The Goalie Mindset Academy is an online tool built for goalies to help build confidence and consistency so they can take their game to the next level. Try a free 30-day trial right now at thegoaliemindsetacademy.com.
So tell everyone about your business. Tell us about Evolution Goaltending.
All right. So we're a company based out of Calgary. We're growing quite a bit. We've got a couple of big projects that are happening right now. I can't really disclose too much, but we've got a couple of big projects happening. But we're based out of Calgary. We're eventually going to start to go a little more, break out a little more sort of international. But I have a staff of six and seven staff members that work for me. We've strictly, obviously, work with goaltenders. Have been doing it for, 20 years now. Evolution Goaltending, it's our 10-year anniversary this year. We basically run everything from one-on-one lessons to summer camps to group sessions to minor hockey clinics to evaluations to online sessions. A little bit of everything. So it's my business partner Nick Digitano, I think you've had on once before.
Yes. Yeah, Nick was great.
Yeah, he, my opinion, I have the best staff in the world. They're the greatest guys. I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else. They're like family to me. It's goaltending, 100% goaltending. That's what we do.
Nice. Okay. And how do people find you?
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
What's your Insta?
Instagram is Evolution Goalie. Actually, you know what? Let me confirm that because we had one taken away.
Really? And we will share this and we'll add you as a collaborator. Perfect. On it. So it should be easy for people to find it.
Perfect. So yeah, we're Evolution Goaltending on Instagram. We're Evolution Goaltending on Facebook, and we're Evo Goalie on Twitter. And then our website is evolutiongoaltending.com. You can find us. We don't do that. We're not on TikTok at the moment, but you can find us everywhere else on social media.
Nice. Do you ever get to Vancouver?
I was with the Prince George Cougars. I coached 3 years in Prince George, so I was in Vancouver actually quite a bit when I would make the stopover. So yeah, we're looking to branch out there potentially this or next summer. So
well, let me know when you're in Vancouver next. We'll get you on the podcast live. Like you'll come into the studio and stuff like that, and we'll do like a board break or something kind of cool on the podcast live. So cool. That's awesome. I'm gonna open it up to questions from the goaltenders that are on here. Unless, is there anything else that you want to cover before I go into a little Q&A?
This is great. I enjoy the questions. I could talk about goaltending all day long. So
Okay, so guys, I'm going to let you guys come up with some questions here. And who wants to go first? I'm going to start picking you, but I'll ask you first. Who's got a question for Justin? It could be about Aiden Hill, could be about anything whatsoever. Who's got a question for Justin? Go ahead, ask away.
Yeah, I got one here.
So we have Grayson. Grayson in Vancouver plays at the Delta Academy. Plays at the Delta Academy in Vancouver. Grayson, go ahead.
How big is like puck handling for your goaltender becoming like big in today's game?
Puck handling is a very it's an important skill. The way I look at it more along the lines of is what's your job? And when we talk about job descriptions, your job is to stop pucks. Your head coach wants you to stop pucks. The puck handling is more of a secondary priority. If you can't stop the puck, but you can handle the puck. We've seen goalies like that. There was a guy who got drafted very early in the NHL draft at one point, and he got drafted on his puck handling skills, which is not a fault, but his career was not, he got injured, but it didn't go the way I think he wanted it to go. So in terms of puck handling, it's a skill that needs to be developed, but it's also a skill that you can work on a lot on your own time. When I say your own time, a lot of times people base puck handling on shooting the puck. If you can focus more along the lines of handling the puck, like putting yourself in situations where you're actually stick handling, the same muscles you use to stick handle are the same muscles you use to shoot. And in reality, the whole thing with puck handling, and your head coach would probably attest to this, is it's more about possession. So it's not about the big play. It's always the smart play. If you can play the smart, safe play, you're going to have successful puck touches. I had a goalie that I worked with for a long time, Chad Johnson. He had a 10-year NHL career. He moved around a lot. But one of his issues was puck handling. He didn't feel confident getting out and stopping the puck. And so what we discussed is not necessarily the idea of the play to make, but getting more comfortable with handling the puck. Because as he became more skilled with handling the puck, he built himself more time and space. He didn't make any big plays where he was tossing it all the way to the far blue line, but he made every safe play. And as soon as he filled that void, he got more confident with it, and it was no longer a crutch. So my opinion on the whole thing is, if your puck handling skills are not up to par, in terms of you don't feel comfortable with them, enhance your handling of the puck. That will allow for you to have more confidence when you do have the puck. And then it's a matter of making the proper play. And the proper play is going to be team-based, not necessarily there's always a go-to.
Great feedback. That's funny, Justin. That reminds me, when I played the Western Hockey League, I played against Brandon Weekings, and their goaltender was Ron Hextall. So he fired the puck and hit the glass behind our net. The next day, the coach, and I was 16 at the time, puts myself and the other goalie on the goal line, says, shoot the puck as high and hard as you can. Well, I couldn't even raise it. And having the puck on the goal line and trying to raise it as high as hard as you can, it's like putting 400 pounds on the bench press, right? It's like you need an object to shoot off. Anyways, so my mission after that was to get a good shot. So I got to the point where I could fire the puck from the far blue line. I could fire it over the glass. I was not a good puck handler. I could shoot those. So what you said there, it's like Carey Price is a great puck handler. He makes the simple plays for his team. I was big on, I'm going to fire it high and hard, and the guy's going to pick it up and go in on a breakaway.
Yeah.
That rarely happens. It can happen, but it's better to be able to read the play. I can shoot the puck well, but I never worked on reading the play, right? How am I going to set the guy? So that is some great, great, great feedback there. Great, great feedback.
Just to touch on that too, I had the opportunity. I worked a little bit with Mike Smith. I know Jordan Sigalette well. And when the Flames had their prospects and stuff in town, he'd bring me out and I would skate with all their guys. And Mike Smith was fantastic. And when everybody obviously knows that he's high risk, high reward, and some of the big plays he makes, but his puck handling skills are phenomenal. One of the things that was very evident to me, I ran a warm-up drill for him, and the first puck that was shot on net, there was a guy that was skating around a circle shooting, and I was over on the side making passes, and he had caught the puck. And when he caught the puck, I was looking down at my feet to get the second puck ready. And before his knees had hit the ice, he had slapped the puck down and made a direct pass right to my stick. So I received it right away and looked up at him, and he's like, it's coming to you. And so every single time he had an opportunity to play the puck, every single time he had the puck controlled, he made a play. And so I asked him, I just said, like, why are your puck skills so much better than everybody else? And he flat out told me, he's like, every opportunity I get, I work on it.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things at your practice, if you have, there's players that shoot and then they curl away and they don't really look. So they're not looking for a pass, but there's four piles of pucks on the ice, five piles of pucks. If that guy's not looking for a pass and you have control, snap it down and put it into a pile of pucks, keep the practice neat. And it's also working on a skill.
Powerful stuff. Okay, we have to wrap it up here. I got to Zoom. I got to hop on in 1 minute. This is Pete Fry, the Goalie Mindset Guy with the Goalie Mindset Podcast. We have an honor of having Justin Cardinal from Evolution Goaltending on today. Justin, one last final 10-second word for the goaltenders. Go ahead. Little last 10-second piece of advice. No pressure.
To make your skill, value your skill set and apply it to a tactical advantage. And it's your skill set, not anybody else. It's not how you look, it's how you execute it.